I'm sorry I was late. I'll give a little backstory that before we get started. Y'all pray for me. I'm nervous. I told Tim the other day I hadn't looked forward to preaching nowhere like I have here since he called and asked me. But anyways, we had a lady last year got a liver transplant, and one of our deacons loves to cook, and of course they were in Richmond at the BCU University Hospital last year, because they do a lot of transplants up that way, and he wanted to cook this year for our Pastor Appreciation Sunday as well, and our church picnic, and he blew his tire out in Mount Airy a while ago, so he was late getting there, and he was the cook, and we had to kind of hold off the baptizing and hold off the, look at me, I'm nervous as I can be. Pray for me, amen? But anyways, and so he blew a tire, so I said, when you get about half ready, let me know, then we'll start the baptizing and start the service. So anyways, that's why we're late, and I don't want to be late. I don't like ain't crazy over people that's late a lot, amen? But anyways, I remember one preacher that used to be fashionably late. Seemed like he used to preach for us some at Slate Mountain and other places. It seemed like he was always late, amen? But I just think that ain't me. But anyways, y'all do pray for me. It is good to be here. Good to see a lot of faces I've known for years, a lot of faces I love. But I really have been looking forward to this. I'm just still, all I know to do is preach about Jesus. That's all I know to do. And I wanted to preach in 2 Kings where Elijah and Elisha was there, and they followed each other. And Elijah said, you stay here for just a little bit, and I'll be back. He said, no, sir, I'm going right with you. I wanted to preach there, and then Elijah went a little further and said, Terry, I'm going to Jericho. And Elisha said, no, sir, really, the Lord will live with you. I'm going to stick right with you. And went on. Elisha wanted more than what he had, amen? Yep. And I wanted to preach on wanting more than what you got, and I just couldn't get that out of. And then I wanted to preach it over 1 Thessalonians 5 and 25, where Paul, I think, in my opinion, is the greatest preacher in the Bible besides Jesus. And he said, he told the Thessalonica church, said, listen, y'all need to pray for me too, amen? And I wanted to preach that today. And I wanted to preach about Moses and her and Aaron and them holding Moses' hands up. And when they held the man of God's hands up, they prevailed, amen? And when the man of God's hands were down, they didn't prevail. But I could not get out. God kept sending me back to a message. I preached in a revival back in March, and I could not get away from this. And if you get your Bible, turn to the book of Romans, chapter number 1, just for a second. And I need a couple of you big, strong guys. Wait a minute. I need a couple of you big, strong men. A couple of you maybe, I don't know, Blaine and Matt or somebody to go look in the back of my truck. There's a camouflage bag in there. It's got handles in there. And I think one of my handles is not stuck in there, but stick the other handle. You'll see what I'm talking about. And bring me the whole camouflage bag, and I need a stick of wood. There's a stick of wood in the back of the truck, too. I want that stick of wood brought in here, too, please. Okay? I don't think I'll make the too dirty up here. But anyways, y'all do that for me, please, and I sure would appreciate it. Book of Romans, chapter number 1. Probably familiar to you. Then we're going to go to 2 Kings 6. We're going to be in 2 Kings also. Am I loud or is that just me? I know I've got a big mouth anyways, amen? So, Romans 1, verse 16, if all that can, all that will. Let's stand in respect to reading God's Word, please, when you found your place, please. Romans 1 and then 2 Kings 6. Romans 1, Bible says, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power. I want you to think about that word power this morning, or this afternoon. It's the power of God unto salvation. Listen now, it's the power of God, but it's unto salvation, amen? Without God's power, you not get saved. You not have nobody saved, amen? Church won't grow, pastor won't grow, preacher won't grow, singing won't grow. It says to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also the Greek. Now the book of 2 Kings 6. I didn't tell them where I was parked. I guess they can find my truck. If we don't, I'll go get it in a minute myself. I showed you I'm behind, late, behind, behind preacher, amen. 2 Kings 6, amen. Chapter number 1, verse number 1. And the sons of the prophet said to Elisha, behold, now the place where that we dwell is too strait for us. Let us go, we pray, into the Jordan. Let us take thence every man a beam, and let us take a place there, and where we may dwell. And he answered, Go ye. And one said, Be content, I pray thee, and I will go with thy servants. And he answered, I will go. So he went with them, and they went. When they came to the Jordan, they cut down wood. But as one was felling a beam, the axe head fell into the water. And he cried and said, Alas, master, for it was barred. There you go, fellas, y'all got it all. Hey, maybe in one more axe in the back of the truck. If you didn't get that one by itself, go get it too, please. All right, sorry. Put it on the spot. Sorry, fellas. He said, and the man said, God said, Where fell it? And he showed them the place where he cut down a stick and cast it thither. And the iron did swim. Therefore said he, Take it up to thee and put it out in his hand. And he took it. Let's pray. God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you for this day, God. Thank you for being good to us. Thank you for loving us, God. Thank you for us being in your house once again. God, thank you for the good service we've already had here, the good singing we've already heard. God, thank you for the good service we had this morning, God, on the river, God. I just thank you for being good to me, Lord. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for this church. Thank you for our pastor, God, what he means to us, God. Take the word now, God. Use it to your benefit, God. Use it to help your people, God. And we'll thank you and we'll praise you for all that you've done and all that you're going to do. God, we thank you for that, too. And that's all these things in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. Thank you. You can be seated. And thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate doing that for me, please. Thank you very much. I was going to bring it in a while ago, but I said, no, I better wait. I'm already late. They'll wonder what I'm doing. But anyways, that back in Romans 1 and verse 6, then the Bible says it's the power of God. The gospel is the power of God. And I think it's safe to say this day and time, 99% of our churches, good or bad churches, I should say, but even the good churches, 99% of the churches of God, we're failing with the power of God. Amen? And I want you to look back in 2 Kings 6 again. And they're chopping down wood. I'm going to give you just a little quick. Then the sons of the prophet said unto Elisha, Behold, now the place where thou dwell with it is too straight for us. And that didn't mean it was straight as far as the way they were living. It was just they had outgrown it. They were distressed. They'd outgrown. And if you do, I know the Bible's the Bible, amen. But if you do any looking, that word, that straight there, comes from a word T-S-A-R, which means tight, narrow. It also means afflicted, or in anguish, or even distress. So they were living in a place where they were getting, I don't know if it was the physical part of being distressed or too tight or too narrow, or if it was actually it could have been the spiritual side of it. But anyhow, where they were at, the place where they were dwelling, had gotten too tight for them, if you want to call it that, amen? And they were distressed in this. They were in a point where they said, Hey, we got to do something different. And said, Let us go, we pray thee, into the Jordan, and take every man a beam. And let us take a place there and where we may dwell. And he answered, Go ye. And he said, Be content, I pray thee, and go with thy servants. And he answered, I will go. So he went with them, and then when they came to the Jordan, they cut down wood. They were building a new building, if you will, new place to dwell, if you will. They were cutting down wood, and it says, But as one was felling a beam, the axe head fell into the water. And I want you to remember that the book of Romans 1:16 says the power of God is the gospel is the power of God. Well, here I want you to look at this word, this axe head. This evening, the axe head, if you will, is the power of God. We're losing the power of God. Amen? So again, even good churches, good preachers, good singers, good church people, we're failing with the power of God. Even if you're a mediocre preacher, some of us sometimes, we've failed with the power of God. So why is the power of God important? We'll read Romans 1:16 again, amen? It's the power of God unto salvation, amen? Without power, without God's power, as good a church as this is, without God's power, we'll never ever see folks saved. Will they ever see folk that's saved grow in the power and grow with the power of God? Amen. I don't make it. Who's vacuuming this month? Amen. I'm sorry. But we'll see. Amen. But we got to see that we got to have the power of God. God help us to want the power. God help us to seek for the power. God help us to be sure about the power. But I want just for a few minutes this evening to talk about the power of God. They were felling. They were cutting down trees. You know what felling trees did, don't you? Amen. They were felling a beam, felling a tree, and the axe head fell into the water. Amen. The power of God. Hold on here now. Let me. All right. They were felling the beam. Okay. And the power of God. That was their power of God, but it was at the bottom of the creek. Amen. Amen. So they were felling that beam. They had the power of God. They went to axe head. And guess what? They were in distress. Amen. They were even worse than they were. But first of all, if we want to have the power of God, we've got to realize that it's gone. Amen. Until we realize it's gone, it don't make no difference. Amen. No matter what it is, listen to that verse again. He says, but one was fell in the wind, and the axe head fell in the water, and he cried and said, "Alas, Master." He knew, thank God he knew right then, but he knew that the power of God was gone. Amen. You know, I think about Samson in the Bible. Samson was there, and Samson had the power of God. I don't believe he looked like Arnold Schwarzenegger. I don't believe he was all muscled up. I believe he was just a run. If you ask me, I believe it. Because people ask him where his power came from. So it didn't come from no muscles. Amen. But anyways, he didn't realize his power was gone. It was, and when he realized his power was gone, it was way too late. Amen. Way too late. But I'm glad for this, whoever it may have been here with Elijah, I'm glad he realized that the power was gone. Church, if you want your power back, or if you know the power's struggling, or your power's failing, you need to be sure, first of all, you need to realize that it's gone. Amen? But why preach it? Because if the power's gone, it ain't no good for nothing. Amen? I can take that right there, and that stick of wood, or some of you big strong guys in here, I could give you this handle right here, and you could take this piece of wood, and it's not real, it's got a big nut on the side of it, but you could take this, and you could fret on this thing until you was just plumb tuckered out and still not make it in it. Amen? You know why? They ain't got no power. Amen? The power's gone. Amen? You may go through the motions, but guess what? Ain't doing me no good. Why? I ain't got no power on the end of it. Amen? Power. You got to realize the power's gone. Realize that you don't have... Again, thank God for this gentleman, whoever he was. He said that the axe head fell, and he cried, and, "Hey, it's gone!" You need to, in your Christian life, if the power is gone, or the power's failing, the power's sliding away from you, you need to realize that the power's gone. Amen? I'll never be a preacher if I try to preach and try to do right and try to act right and pray right if I don't have the power of God on me. Amen? You know as well as I do, you've seen preachers, you've heard preachers, and I'm like Paul, I am the sorriest, I am the least of the least, but I'll tell you what, without the power of God, I'm even worse than that. Amen? We've got to realize, I've seen preachers get up to preach and with no power on them, and I'm not being mean, I'm not being crucial, I'm not being hateful, but you can tell when a man's got the power of God on him and when he don't. Amen? And when it comes to prayers, you can tell when somebody's got the power of God on them or they don't. Amen? You can tell when a singer's got the power of God on them or when they don't. Amen? And again, even if they mean well, even if they try to mean well, even if they're sincerely doing well, trying to do well, if they don't have the power of God, it don't make no difference. Amen? Make any difference. No power on this thing. Now, I might could give somebody a whooping with that thing, but when it comes to doing its job, no power. Again, some of you big strong boys come in, I'll give y'all a shot at it, amen? Have at it all evening long, amen? No power. You got to realize it's gone, amen? Until we realize it's gone, it will never, again, never be any difference. Hebrews. Book of Hebrews, if you want to turn there, book of Hebrews. Hebrews 2. Bible says, verse number 1, Hebrews 2, therefore we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip, i.e. the power of God. Amen? For this word was spoken by angels was steadfast. If it was steadfast before, guess what it still is now? Amen? Amen. It's still steadfast. Amen?
and every transgression and disobedience received as a just recompense of reward? How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which was first begun and spoken by the Lord, who was confirmed thus by them that heard him? God also bearing them witness both signs and wonders with divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will. We got to realize we don't have the power no more. We got to realize it's gone. Realize it's gone. We got to, as hard as we try sometimes, as good as we do sometimes, we come to church with just a handle. Amen. We get numb. Oh, Tim's gonna preach the same thing. Tim preaches. He preaches wonderfully every time he preaches, and this one sings, and this one plays, and it's a good thing, and it goes on well, and it's a good thing. But if we get into that groove, and I'm guilty of it, amen, we get in that groove, and we get numb. We get numb. And when we get numb, guess what? The power's gone again. Amen. We're just bringing the handle in again. That's it. We've got... And I'm not saying you don't. But again, 99% of the churches, good churches, medium churches, churches on cruise control, Christians on cruise control, we've lost the power of God. Amen? We've lost the power of God. All right, got to realize it's gone. That's the big thing. If you're here and you're lost, amen, you got to realize you're lost, amen. Amen. I'll just go ahead and throw that in there. Evangelical message too this morning, this evening, amen. But anyway, realize we've lost it. We've got to realize it's lost it. Then verses 5 and 6 again. And he cried and said, "Alas, Master, for it was barred." And the man of God said, "Where fell it?" And he showed him the place. We've got to realize we've lost the power, but you've got to remember where you lost your power. Amen? If my axe head is gone, and I say, "Well, where did it go, Preacher Timmy?" It's right there. We've got to realize what we've done with it. We got to realize where it's went to. We got to realize where we lost it at. Where you lose that, preacher? I'm glad you asked, amen. By not praying? Hello. And then Sunday evening crowd's the best crowd in the business, but not coming to church when you need to be coming? Hello. Hey, not reading your Bible? Amen. Not praying. I just said praying. Not praying again. Amen. Amen. I know. You say, "Preacher, you're not going to be mean." But we, again, we get numb. We get on cruise control. Most churches, even good churches, most time, most Sundays, most Wednesday nights, most weeks, they're on cruise control. Now, don't get me wrong. If you pray every morning and you pray every night before bed, thank God for that. If you pray when you eat, amen, thank God for that. But don't let it be a numb. Don't let it just be a cruise control prayer. Don't let it be a cruise. Oh, well, I always pray. I better pray something. I better pray right quick. But anyways, let's, no. Guilty some mornings. Get up and I'm already behind. And we'll say, and we'll go to pray, and we'll do that good food, good meat, good gosh, let's eat prayer even in the morning or at bedtime because you're tired and want to go to sleep. You know I'm telling you the truth. Yeah, y'all all smiling because, you know, y'all been there, y'all right there with me, amen? Remember where we lost today. By not praying. I'll even go one better than that. By not praising. Amen? It do you some good sometimes. Just say, "Woo, thank you, Lord, for what you've done for me." Amen? It do us all some good. It do every preacher, every right down to the, and I'm not saying anybody's less than the preacher. I'm the sorriest person in here, but right down to the prayer, amen. It do us some good sometimes. Just say, "Thank you, Lord," amen, amen. You know, Second Timothy there, chapter number 3, it gets 23 sins there that's going on in America. Well, in the first 7 of them, one of them's unthankful. Amen. Now, do you tell me a sinner's thankful anyways? I don't believe that Paul's talking to unsaved people in that one verse. Amen. Unthankful, unholy. Amen. Amen. All of us, every one of us, from the youngest to the oldest, can come in here and we could start thanking God right now. It's 7 to 3. We can start thanking God right now, and we cannot be done at dark. Amen. Amen? The power of God. We're not thankful. We're not praying. We're not praising. We're not attending. Amen? Amen? We're just going through the motions. I don't want to go through the motions. There's been times in my life I went through the motions, and I tell you what, and when I finally got to the other end of it, please, God forgive me. I thought, look back, I think, why in the world didn't you do this or say this or go here or do this? Amen? We got to realize we've lost the power. We got to remember where we've lost the power. And, this is laying here. This ain't the creek, but, boy, it's a good place to find the power. Amen? Yeah. Amen?
Right.
There's a lot of folk, and I don't understand why. It used to bother me. I'm not bragging on me. But I'd go about every time we had a service. I had something I need to pray about, or someone to pray about, or someone to pray for, or something to thank God for. God help us if we don't use this thing right here, amen? God help us. If you want to come right now while I'm preaching, it ain't going to hurt my feelings, amen? Just don't cover my acts up, amen? I need it in a minute. We've got to realize we've lost the power. We've got to remember where we've lost the power. You'll not find your power. But again, not reading that Bible, not praying, but just being with God's people. Amen. You can find power in these pews right here. Amen. I called to him the other day, Friday, I believe it was. And he was at the truck parade. That's why Hutchins was closed. And I got on my old clothes. I told Jessica this morning, I ain't got no clothes to wear. All of them's at Hutchins. And Hutchins was closed early because of the truck parade Friday. So I got old clothes on because I ain't had no clothes to wear. Amen. But anyways, cause the truck parade. Say, good truck parade, shame on y'all. No, I'm just kidding. Called me not getting no clothes today. But then, no, I'm just kidding. But I called him and I said, no, and I still mean it. I hadn't looked forward to preaching in a long time like I was looking forward to coming up here. You get some good around God's people. You get power around God's people. Sometimes, you get around God's people, and if you ain't the one doing the preaching, amen, if you're just listening. God, and I say this all the time, God give us one mouth and two ears, amen?
Yeah.
Or take that to heart, amen?
Right.
Hey, some people, they just need your ears for a few minutes, amen? And whether they're right or wrong, they could be crying over nothing, amen? They could be whining about nothing, but sometimes people just want to know. People don't care what you know till they know you care. You've all heard that saying, amen? Y'all just listen, but it just does us good. It does us good to be around God's people. You'll not find the power of God other places besides the house of God. Nothing wrong with some places, but there's just some places it's just better. Amen? We go home at night. I go home at night. Usually get home at dark. Usually eat supper, take a shower, get in a recliner, cut on Andy Griffith. Well, I've seen every one of them probably 50 times. Amen? Cut in the grip, I'll read that Bible. Alan. Amen? Amen? We got to realize we've lost it. We got to remember where we lost it. And then verse 5b, this is very important. But one fell in the axe, head fell in the water, and he cried, "Alas, Master, for it was borrowed." We got to realize, guess whose power this ain't? It ain't Brother Tim's. It ain't Alan's. It ain't JD's. It ain't Miss Barbara's. It's borrowed, amen. It's God Almighty's, amen. We got to realize that it's not ours. Have you ever borrowed something and tore it up? I'll never forget one time my grandpa was hating. You think I'm curious, and I know I'm hard-headed. Say amen, Jessica. You know I'm hard-headed, but my grandpa was one hard-headed dude. My car tore up one time. It was a Ford, by the way. I borrowed his Dodge. Had like 21,000 miles on it. And it was bought like in 1981, brand new. I was 16, 17, so at least 88 or 89. So it was probably a 20, 15-year-old car, had 20,000 miles on it. I drove it 14 miles and the rear end come out of it. 14, and I wasn't doing nothing to it. I wasn't even hot rodding. But it was barred. This power of God's barred from God Almighty. We've got to realize it's not ours. It's not Bear Trail Baptist Churches. It's not Tim Crotz's. It's not J.D. Bennett's or Alan Horton's. It is God Almighty's power. Amen. And it's borrowed. When you borrow something, most people try to take care of it a little better than you do your own stuff. You know you do. I do. Amen. Even though it tore up when I got 12 miles from the house. But you try to take care of stuff. It's the truth. I can take you to the spot where it started popping and cracking. Amen. So I had to fix two cars. But anyways, when you borrow something, you don't want to tear it up. You want to give it back better than you got it. Amen. Amen. It was borrowed. He said, "Alas, master, it's borrowed." When we realize we've lost it and remember where we lost it, never forget that it's God's anyhow. It's not mine. If you get anything out of my preaching, it comes from Him. Amen. If you get anything out of a good gospel song and the people doing the singing or people doing the preacher when he's preaching or whoever, if you get anything from a person to God, if they can't say, "Hey, it comes from God Almighty," amen, probably ain't worth listening to. Amen. It's barred. But since it is barred, we're not promised how long we can keep it, amen. I might be out of here tomorrow. We've got to remember it's barred. It's barred. It's God Almighty. It's barred. We've got to remember whose it belongs to. It's not from us. It's from God Almighty. Acts 1 and verse 8. We'll turn that just a second. Acts 1 and verse 8. Give you a couple. Acts 1 and verse 8 when Jesus left out, amen. Acts 1 and verse 8. You probably know that by heart anyhow. Acts 1 and verse 8. But you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Amen. After you get saved. And you shall be witnesses to me both Jerusalem and the Judea and Samaria and the uttermost part of the earth. It's borrowed. 2 Timothy 1 and verse 7. 2 Timothy 1 and verse 7. We got to realize that it's not ours. Same token, we all realize that it's not ours, but we realize how important what we carry is. How important what we say about it is. Jesus Christ and Him on. 2 Timothy 1 and verse 7. For God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. Amen. It's borrowed. Ephesians 6 and verse 10. Ephesians 6 and verse 10, amen. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord in the power of His might. Again, in 2 Corinthians 12 and verse 9, I can give you verse after verse after verse. This power is, remember, it's not yours, it's not mine, it's God's. Remember we lost it. Remember where we lost it. Amen. Remember whose it is. It's barred, amen? Fourth of all. And one was found in the beam and the axe head fell in the water. And he cried and said, "Last master," but it was barred. And the man of God said, "Where fell it?" And he showed him the place. And he cut down the stick and cast it thither. And the iron did swim. Amen? Remember how to get it back. Amen? You'll not get it back, again, by Andy Griffith. Amen? You'll not get it back by sister so-and-so or brother so-and-so. Amen? They went straight to the man of God. Amen? Now, I know I'm not putting him on a pedestal. But the man of God is here to help you. And you need to listen to him once in a while. Amen? I didn't get no amen to that. Let's do it again. Let's back up then. Amen? The man of God here to help you, amen? And you ought to listen to what he's got to say once in a while, amen? That's a little better, amen. And I know you got a great, great man of God. You got a mentor of mine. You got a great preacher. A great man of God. A wonderful man of God. Amen. But sometimes he may tell you something, you'll think, what? I mean, think about it. If I was the guy with the axe, and I barred that axe, and I broke that axe, and that axe is at the bottom of the Jordan River. Now, I don't know how big Jordan is. I mean, I've never been to Jordan. I don't know how big it is. But anyhow, it must have been big enough to go in and get it. Amen? And anyhow, and the preacher Elisha comes strolling up. And I don't know if he was calm. I don't know. Where failed it? Amen? Where is it at, man? And he cut a stick down. And Elisha said, hey, go get me a stick. I've been going, are you serious? You want me to get a stick for you to throw in the water? I mean, think about that. These times he's going to say something to you and you're going to think, are you kidding me? You know that guy with the axe handle with no axe on him. You know he said, are you kidding me? You know, he said, Elisha, I came to you for some help, and this is what you're telling me? You know I'm telling you the truth. There's going to be times Tim says, hey, do this. And if you're honest about it, whether you're the best Christian in here or not, if you're honest about it, you're going to say, are you kidding me, Timmy? Ain't they no other way? Y'all know I'm telling you the truth. But if this man, and I know he is in the Word of God, and this man's minding God, throw the stick in the water. Throw it in there. We got to lose. Amen? Because he told you to. Whether you know it or not, he'll answer for everything he told you in front of God one of these days as long as he's pastoring this church. Amen? So if that's what God told him to do, and he told you to do it, it ain't on you no ways, go ahead and throw the stick in the water. Amen? Remember how to get it back. The Word of God. Again, praying. Listen. I guess this is why God, maybe why this is the closest thing to past appreciation I got for you this morning, this evening. Amen? But listen to what God's man says. Again, all of us, most of us, Alan anyways, can be a tad sarcastic once in a while. And y'all know, there's been things that's been said by the preacher. And y'all thought, is he really saying that thing? It might be about giving. Amen. It might be about just say a prayer. It don't hurt to pray over everything. Amen. And y'all think I'm crazy and I'm not special. I'm not. When I plant a garden, I pray about it. Why? Because God's given me a little spot of land over there I can put something in. I thank you I got that. Thank God I attracted the plow with. Thank I got enough sense to buy a few seeds. Amen. People don't realize the power of prayer. Amen. There's been people in our church since I've been pastor. We had a liver transplant. She's at the picnic today. Getting around good. Amen. Her husband got to cook for us because last year, didn't know if she was even going to be here. Amen. We got a guy at the church that sang and played the guitar today to baptize. And he, about 2 years ago, he was at two different hospitals. And both of them said, hey, told his wife, just let him go in peace. Let him die in dignity. And he's there playing the guitar and singing this morning. Amen. 87 years old. Y'all don't realize, we don't realize how powerful prayer is. There's been people in this building right here, I'm sure, that's been on deathbed. Guess what? They're sitting here amening me. Amen? There's been people that I know that I never dreamed in a million years, prayed for them, talked to them, and they'd run me out of the house, or they'd give me some excuse about getting saved, and guess what? They're saved in the house of God now. Why? Power of prayer. Amen? You've got maybe a wayward child or a wayward husband or wife, and you prayed for 25 years. Guess what? They're in the house of God now. Why? Power of prayer. Amen. There's power in prayer, folks. Hey, there's power in prayer. And I know you say, preacher, we've heard this all along. I know that, but we got to realize and remember how to get it back. If a man of God tells you to throw a stick in the water, again, he's going to answer to God for it. So throw a stick in the water. Amen? What did the Bible say then? And the iron did swim. He preacher threw that stick in the water. And again, I want y'all to see that. Again, he's going to ask you things. You're going to think, are you kidding me? But guess what? That stick hit the water. I don't know how many of y'all have seen iron swim, but it would be something to me see iron swim, amen? I mean, that probably weighs 3 pounds, maybe, I guess. I don't know. But the iron floated. The iron, the power of God, when they listened to the preacher, the power of God showed back up, amen? Amen. Realize we've lost it. Remember where we lost it. Remember, it's not ours, it's borrowed, it's God's. Remember how to get it back. Again, God's man, 10, prayer, study your Bible, read your Bible, do what God says do, seek God, and then seek what He wants first, and I promise you, you can get it back. Amen. I promise you, by God's Word, you can get it back. But remember, when you get it back, first of all, and I'm not going to swing this thing, but when you get it back, put it back where it goes. Amen. And start using it. If I get the power of God back and the iron's floated and Timmy's told me to throw the stick in the water and I floated and it's floated back up everywhere I'm at and I got it put back together, man, I ain't going to swing because it come off. But anyhow, I got this thing here and here it is. Amen. And we got it back. All righty. Power of God, we got her back, amen. We got the power of God back, amen. Thank God, we prayed, we've got it back. Is that act doing anything to him? Why? We ain't using it. Amen? If you're going to borrow it, don't... My daddy used to have a neighbor, and this is the gospel truth. He come to the house, he'd say, you got a yard rake, Larry? And they said, yeah. I got one here somewhere. He goes, I don't know if I'm going to need it or not. I thought it was Barton in case I needed a thing. And he didn't live a quarter mile down the road. If I never pick that thing up, guess what? It ain't never going to do nothing. Amen? If we got the power back and we realize we've lost it, we got it back and we know where to get it back, we know how to get it back, and we've done all those things and we get it back, thank God we got it back, but use it. Now, for my visuals, we got different kinds of power. Amen? Y'all know what that is, don't you? Split them all. That's what I call it. Or some folks call it a go devil. But anyway, that's the bus foot, right? You know what? Different kind of power. Okay. All right. All righty. A little power, amen? I want a little power today. I got a little power. Amen? You know, different kind. Okay. There's all kinds of power. Amen? In this building, I don't know how many here, what, 70 maybe? I'm just guessing. There's probably 70 different kinds of power in here if you're saved. Amen? Everybody can't be the preacher. I'm glad, amen. I like preaching. Amen? But everybody can't be the preacher. But you've got something to do. You might have a big power. You might have a little power. You might have a two-sided power, amen? Amen. We've all got something to do, folks. If you're saved, I don't care if you're 6 or you're 106. If you're saved, you've got something to do. You've got some sort of power from God that you can use. Amen? There's people that I know I'll just go ahead and say, I believe you're giving roses to my people. There's a person in here that if I want somebody to pray for me, I'm calling them one of the first people I talk to. Amen. There's people I know that if I want something done at the church, and I ain't being mean, but there's a couple that I'll call first. Amen? Hey, some people that church that do things, they don't even got to call them. Amen? Hey, he's a guy at church, and he never opens his mouth. He never says a word about money, never says a word about anything. If during revival one year, I hadn't been preaching there long, probably been 5-6 years ago, during revival one year, one of the ladies came to me and said, hey, the ladies' bathroom flushes, but it don't go nowhere. And yeah, whoops, that's right. Big whoops. That dude went downstairs that night with his good clothes. I mean, he don't wear suits and ties anyway, but he went down with his good clothes on and started digging and messing around with the pipes. Next day, went back there and fixed the pipe. Next day, went back there and fixed the pipe. And finally, before the end of the week, had that thing fixed. Never opened his mouth. Never said, I need some money for an elbow, or I need some money for this or for that. Went down there and cut them old nasty pipes loose. Been there, church has been there 130th year anniversary next year, amen? Been there that long. I don't know how long Plum's been there. Maybe Plum hasn't been there that long. But anyways, he fixed that thing, never opened his mouth. But if I need something fixed, I'll just say, I'll call and say, hey, buddy, this needs fixing. Most times y'all already got on the radar, preacher. I'm already got stuff to fix it with. But there's different kinds of power in here. Hey, but that being said, I'm almost done. Amen. Almost done. All right, I need another volunteer. One of you strong, smart men. Hey, anybody, y'all take your pick, come up here. Are they going to start looking around? Come on, somebody. Y'all getting out later, the longer y'all wait. I'm thirsty anyways. All right. Yeah, I said smart. Yeah. Okay. Hey, man. How you doing? Why don't you do me a favor? Now, don't really, but I want you to split this in the stove with me. Okay? Go ahead. Not really, but okay. If you was going to split wood for me, is that what you'd use?
You told me to. I would.
Well, realize the man of God. Okay, thank you. Good job. But no, really. If you'd use in the yard and you'd busting wood for your house, is that what you'd use to bust firewood with, or would you use this bad boy?
I'll use that bad boy.
Okay, let me have that back. You gotta realize how to use your power. Hey, man, those people. Thank you, buddy. Love you. If I wanted to bust kindling,
right,
I'm going to use this. Not that. Right. And probably not even the other one. You know what kindling is, don't you? That's a little bit small stuff you start fire with. Right? But if I was going to bust that stick of wood go my stove, that's what I'm going to use. Hey, man. You've got to realize what kind of power you got and then go with it. Again, everybody can't be the preacher. And again, I'm glad I like preaching. Amen. I mean, it's an honor to preach. The Bible says over in the book of Timothy, 1 verse 12, that he considered me faithful, putting me in the ministry. Out of all the preachers of this earth, the Mays Jones and the James Knoxes and all those preachers, then that God called Alan Horton. I'm nobody. But you know what? When I preach, I don't preach like Mays Jackson. When I preach, I don't preach like James Knox. I can't preach like James Knox. Amen. When I preach, I don't preach like Tim Crofts. When you sing or play or deke or teach, whatever you do, amen, you take your power that God's given you, and you use your power in the right way. See, there's too many people in God's house that know they've got the power, and know but they don't use God's power in the right way. And if you don't use the right way, what good is it going to do you? Again, the thing with the handle, but if I try to bust that stick of wood with that little old hatchet, I might get it done. But it's going to take me a while. I'm going to exhaust myself. Everybody gets spiritually exhausted.
I mean, I do. Amen. But if I take that and get me a little piece of tuba fork or something, I'm going to bust Kentland. That might not be a good idea. I might lose a lot more power. Amen. Might lose 4 or 5 powers. Amen. So, we realize we've lost. Okay? Remember where we lose it. Okay? Remember how we need to get it back. Remember that it's God's and not ours. Amen? Remember how to use it when you get it back. Our church, our country, our churches, our Christians, we're losing the power to Him. If we're honest, even the best churches, we're losing the power of God. In this day and time in which we live, amen, people that's getting people getting persecuted for trusting God. Amen. Please, if you've got it, thank God. If you haven't lost it yet, thank God. If you have laws that are this slipping, or you on cruise control, or however it may be, please, please get it back. Know how you get it back. Know where to get it back. And when you get it back, again, I'm not being mean. I'm not being hateful. He's the pastor. He's the preacher. He's the one God put here. Again, He may not do everything you think He ought to do, the right way He ought to do it. He'll stand before God and God will say, why'd you do this? He'll have to answer to God for what He says and does. Amen. But when you get the power back, you don't have to be the preacher. You don't have to be the deacon. You don't have to be the teacher. Amen. When you get the power back, you use the power in the way God have you to use the power. Amen. Don't use the big to do little stuff. And nothing's little in God's eyes, by the way. Let me say that. Amen. But don't use the little acts to do big stuff. Stay in your lane. Amen. Amen. Good. Good. Stay in your lane and just do what God says to do. Use the power in the way God have you use it. Amen. Preacher, come on.
Come and preach them for us. Miss Keisha's come to the piano. For spoke to your heart during the preaching this afternoon. You'd like to come. Give you an opportunity to respond to the message. It's about nice close for just a moment. You've lost the power. You know how you can get it back. Amen. You have the power. Use it correctly. A lot of times we try to get in other people's lane. Man. The Lord's got something for all of us to do. Appreciate folks who are coming to pray for. Spoke to your heart, you'd like to come. Give you an opportunity to do that. Sure appreciate Brother Allen coming this way to preach for us. The Lord wants to help you. First point's very important. If you ever had the power, you realized you lost it. Want to come. We're going to pray in just a moment.